Win98.5's Farm to Family with Wild Bill. Sponsored by your local county Farm Bureau members.
And our guest today on Farm to Family is Monty Bordner from Bordner Angus Farms in Sturgis. Monty is going to explain cattle tracking and air tags here in Michigan. Monty, we were the first state to implement a cattle tracking program, right?
Yes. As far as a complete mandatory electronic identification system, yes.
What brought it on?
In the late 1990s, we were discovered bovine TB in northeast Michigan in the deer herd, and then we started finding it in some of the cattle herds. Bovine TB is a zoonotic disease that people can get, particularly through dairy products, unpasteurized milk or something like that. As we find these, then we had to try to figure out where the disease came from in that herd, or if animals were sold out of that herd, where they went, track them down, test them in the subsequent herd they went into. Under the old system, they were just metal clip tags in a cow's ear. You had to catch their head in a head gate, and then somebody had to get their nose close enough to those ear tags to read 12 little numbers, which was a pretty relatively dangerous proposition. So in the early 2000s, I want to say 2003, we implemented a electronic ID system in the northeast Michigan where the TB problem was, and we could then read those electronic IDs with a reader or a panel on a gate that the cattle walk by and would pick up their tag.
So how's it work in the cattle tracking program?
We initially used the American Holstein Association, and I believe it's in Vermont. They had this system in place for management purposes for registered dairy Holstein cattle, and the state of Michigan just hired them to hold the data. So as we put tags in, then the tags are issued to a farm premise, like our farm, and then subsequently, if we sell something through a sale barn, the reader at the sale barn would pick that up, and that data would go to the Holstein, to the data collection center in Vermont, and so we knew that it went from Sturgis, we'll say, to Battle Creek to the sale barn, then it was sold to, we'll say, Green Bay Dressed Beef in Wisconsin. And there would be readers there also that would track, okay, it went through the sale barn and it ended up at the slaughter facility. If at the slaughter facility they found a problem animal, then you could backtrack through the sale barn and to the farm of origin where, you know, whoever took it to the sale barn. So it really expedited the tracking process as to know where this animal came from, but also when we want to do trace outs and trace ins to that subject herd was much faster.
So the object is to try and find the origin so it doesn't spread, right?
Correct. There's less errors when you're dealing with a computer and a reader than there is with a pencil and a 12-digit number.
Yeah. We're talking with Monty Bordner today on Farm to Family. Monty has Bordner Angus Farms in Sturgis. All right. We're talking about the cattle tracking program and ear tags. So, like, who's in charge of tagging on your farm? Is this, you know, done by each individual farmer?
Yes. We buy the tags that are registered to our farm premise. Then we put them in the calves. Every animal, when they leave the farm from our place, even if we're going to pasture, needs to have an electronic ID in their ear for tracking purposes. And if you sell them, obviously they, you know, the point of origin, they have to have an ID, electronic ID to move under state law. I believe we went mandatory statewide in 2007.
And each individual farmer, as you said, you have to pay for the tags, right?
Yes.
So if we didn't have this tracking system in place, what would it mean to you and other farmers here in Michigan?
Well, because of the federal pasteurized milk ordinance, if you have a TB issue in your state and you don't address it, every dairy animal has to be TB tested once a year. And we were at that point with even our beef animals. If we wanted to ship out of state, we had to have a whole herd test. And then 60 days later, a subsequent individual animal test. If I wanted to sell a bull to Indiana, we'd have to go through two tests. It's very costly, one, to do the test. We pay for them. and then just the inability to mark a cow. Because we went with the electronic ID system, we were able to manage our problem and identify the problem areas. And over the last 18, 19 years, we have gotten our TB-free status back in all but, I believe, five counties in the state. And all of those counties are up in the northeast portion.
Yeah, so cattle tracking and ear tags, a small price to pay to prevent a much bigger problem somewhere down the line, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I was recently at a national cattlemen's meeting in Denver 2 weeks ago, and there are pilot programs going on in much larger cattle states. Florida, Kansas, Texas, and Iowa is also addressing, moving towards some sort of ID system, electronic ID system. Our trading partners in the Korea, Japan, China, basically everyone else in the world has some sort of animal tracking traceability system in place. We do not. And if you recall back in 2003 when they found the quote, mad cow, two mad cow cases up in West Washington State, and a lot of the world markets were closed to us because we didn't have a tracing system. That cost our industry somewhere around $13 billion.
Wow.
And many, many years. I mean, we've just recently opened some of those markets back up. Had we had a tracing system, I don't think it would have taken anywhere near that long or at that kind of cost to our industry.
Yeah, I did hear, too, that international markets, they're driving the need for tracking cattle, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And exports are very are important to our industry, the beef industry. It is estimated that $150 per head is due to our export markets, and that's significant.
So, again, we were the first state to implement a cattle tracking program. Monty, do you think we'll ever see the day where every state is doing a cattle tracking program?
I do.
Yeah? Mm-hmm.
I do. I've been going to those national meetings. I sit on the National Cattlemen's Animal Health and Well-Being Committee, have for many years, and I've kind of been beating my head against the wall trying to get these guys to understand that once you have a problem of some description, you're 3-4 years too late. You have to have the program in place when a TB outbreak comes, when a brucellosis outbreak comes, so that you can manage that problem quickly.
Yeah.
And I think that they're really, because of our export markets and because of our international trading partners, they're basically saying, you've got to do this or we're not going to trade with you. And, and it makes sense. Money talks. And I believe it'll come much faster now as we move into a much more robust international trading market with the values we're getting for our cattle. The profit is in those dollars we garner from international trade.
Monty Bordner, our guest today on Farm to Family. Again, Monty and his family have Bordner Angus Farms in Sturgis. Monty, it's been a whole lot of fun and very, very educational. I learned a lot here today, too, on Farm to Family. So thank you for your time, buddy.
Thank you, Wild Bill, and have a good day.